You're listening to SBS News.
A worse ending to a family fun day is unimaginable. Relatives of the victims of the Dreamworld disaster have appeared at the coroner's court in Brisbane to give family impact statements. 4 years after the deaths of their loved ones on the Thunder River Rapids ride at Dreamworld, there's still so much pain. Kim Dorsett's daughter, Kate Goodchild, and son, Luke Dorsett, died, alongside Luke's partner, Ruzi Aragi, and another passenger, Cindy Lowe, on the Dreamworld ride in October 2016.
The easiest part of this time and the tragic accident was burying them. The horrendous legacy is living each day without them.
They were flung into the ride's mechanism and crushed by its conveyor belt. Ms. Goodchild's two daughters survived. Queensland's coroner James McDougall's inquest findings were damning.
An inquest further demonstrates the frighteningly unsophisticated systems in place at Dreamworld intended to ensure the safety of patrons and staff.
In his more than 300-page report, he said there was no evidence Dreamworld properly maintained the ride in the 3 decades it was open to the public.
Voluminous records and documents were produced by Ardent Leisure following this tragic incident, and throughout the coronial investigation and inquest, they were arbitrary in nature and lacked context and explanation.
On the day of the accident, the ride had already malfunctioned twice. Coroner McDougall found it was completely unsafe and not a matter of if a tragedy would occur, but when. He was highly critical of the self-regulatory industry safety laws, Dreamworld's management and ride maintenance. Mr. McDougall said workers were expected to do a job they were neither qualified for or properly trained to do.
Such a culpable culture can only exist when leadership from the board down are careless in respect of safety. That cannot be allowed.
The coroner also referred his findings to the state regulator to consider prosecution of the parent company, Ardent Leisure, and its executives. CEO of Ardent Leisure, John Osborne, expressed his deepest sympathies to the families of those lost.
Not a day goes by where the new leadership team does not think about the events of October 2016. And this makes us fiercely determined to do everything possible to make sure such a tragedy never happens again.
After the findings were delivered, Cindy Lowe's brother, Michael Cook, called for prosecutions.
Do you think Ardent Leisure should face some criminal prosecution?
Definitely do.
Queensland has introduced new safety regulations for amusement rides. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has promised to implement all recommendations, but for the families, that's little comfort. Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.